Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show. Thank you for tuning in with us on today. My apologies, we're just a few minutes late signing on today. And we trust that each and every one has had a safe Christmas day and is continuing to enjoy the rest of the holiday season. Now, what we have been trying to do, although we were not able to get on last week, what we're trying to do is prepare you for the new year. So, meaning preparing you for the new year. So we thank you once again for tuning in with us on today. Hope that you have instruments to write down what we're going to share with you on today. On our last week, we were going to continue creating a better you after an abused relationship. So we're going to fold it all into one as preparing the new you, the new year. We'd like to start off first by giving you the phone number to call in to the domestic violence hotline. And that number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may also reach them by texting the word START to 88788. That's 88788. Chat live, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. And I will repeat that information to you once again. Domestic violence comprises a range of behavior beyond physical and emotional abuse. Abusers often use violence, intimidation, degradation, and isolation to deprive victims of their rights to physical security, dignity, and respect. Once again, domestic violence comprises a range of behaviors beyond physical and emotional abuse. Abusers often use violence, intimidation, degradation, and isolation to deprive victims of their rights to physical security, dignity, and respect. That's why on 12-12, we talked about taking back what you have lost, your self-worth. How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about your self-worth? How do you feel about your abilities to be able to do things? Domestic violence is one of the most prevalent crimes in the United States, with many cases going unreported. And we're talking physical abuse and emotional abuse. Also, there's elder abuse, there's child sexual abuse, and I think it's called religious or spiritual abuse. Domestic violence is nothing to take lightly, as it can cause both physical and emotional harm for years to come, and can rip a family apart. domestic violence, sometimes called intimate partner violence, can be defined as any pattern of behavior in any relationship that is used to gain or maintain power and control over an intimate partner. Abuse, as we just said, is physical, sexual, economic, or psychological. It includes behaviors that frighten, intimidate, terrorize, manipulate, hurt, humiliate, blame, or wound someone. Domestic abuse can happen to anyone of any race, sexual orientation, religion, or gender. And that is why we take the time to go over this information. So as we continue to present information on how you may gain back your self-esteem, your self-worth, how you feel about yourself, we want to continue. So in talking about domestic abuse, there are many factors that influence why a person does this to someone else. And at the same time, we have to use the same factors to gain back our self-esteem. Some people grow up expecting that others will hurt them. And then this can cause an individual to have trouble to develop relationships with others. Traumatic childhood events can change the way a person's brain and body work. Trauma can affect the person's emotions, memory, thinking, and sense of self. Trauma can also affect relationships. Trauma is a normal response to being abused. Many children survive abuse by developing ways of coping that last into adulthood. Children who are abused may not be able to understand that what is happening to them is wrong, yet their bodies may register the danger, and as adults, their bodies still hold the memories of abuse. As a result, many women who have been abused are easily triggered by things that remind them of the abuse, and this would stand for anyone. Their bodies may feel as though they are reliving the trauma, and they may have flashbacks, sudden, vivid, unpleasant memories of the event. Trauma effects can cause a person to feel out of control, like you're going crazy. Sometimes you can even feel emotionally numb or suddenly alert and panicking, not realizing that the individual is reacting to things that remind them of their abuse. Many people don't know that abuse can affect their lives many years later and do not connect the common effects of trauma to experience of childhood. Excuse me. So one thing we want to rehash today is the key to rebuilding the new you, rebuilding your self-concept, is to rid yourself of negative thoughts that you have accumulated about yourself. You have to begin to start speaking positively to yourself. If something pops, if a negative thought pops in your mind, you have to immediately turn it into a positive thought about you and not something that is negative. Wow, time has gone by fast. We have 90 seconds left. You have to start surrounding yourself with positive people. Finally, with self-doubt, remember what you have already achieved. You are walking out of being in an abusive relationship and going into an atmosphere of beginning of taking care of yourself. So you want to see failure as an opportunity to learn and grow. And that's what this series is all about, learning and growing from what you have already experienced. We only have 43 seconds left. The number, again, once again, for domestic violence is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call anytime and speak with them. You may go online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You can text the word STAR to 88788. I thank you very much for listening. We'll be back again on next Tuesday. I trust and pray that you have the rest of your holidays are safe and you have a very happy bringing in New Year celebration today.